Hey everyone, this is Scott Volker coming at you with another audio boo from my iPhone. And the reason why I'm doing this today is because I just wanted to kind of blast something out real quick and talk about a post that I'm putting on the blog right now and the reason why. I received an email this morning and basically saying thank you for helping out one of my subscribers. And you know, basically, let me just take you back about 3 or 4 weeks ago. The reason why I got the thank you was because she emailed me saying help, you know, in this headline. And I opened it and her dilemma was, you know, Scott, I'm out there, I'm really hustling, I'm trying to get clients and everything, but how do I compete with the Walmart? You know, the Walmart's out there and, you know, the larger department stores like Sears and JCPenney and all these places that are just, you know, offering these packages for like almost nothing, you know, how do I compete with them? And my answer was, you don't, okay? You don't want to compete with these places. It's a whole nother experience. And yes, there's going to be people that are going to be looking for these deals in the cheapest place out there, but they're either going to be satisfied with that, and that's okay because you don't want those people, or they're going to be dissatisfied with it, and they're going to start looking for another photographer, and that's where you're going to slip in. And that's basically what I told her. The email came in from Sharon Key, and basically, you know, I just told her, treat your clients well. That's all I told her. I just said, treat them well, and they will respond well, okay? So there's really three things that I go over that are in your control, because the thing is we usually try to control things that aren't in our control, and we really need to focus on the things that we can control, okay? Walmart and their prices are not going to change. So you can either adjust your prices and go really low and have that type of service and just try to get a lot of clients in and try to make money on a mass number, which isn't going to really work, or you can focus on these three things that I'm going to talk about right now real quick, and you can win over clients and you can get paid more. And again, you don't want them all because obviously you're going to be charging more, so it's okay that you don't get them all. Okay, so you want to focus on things that you can control, not things that you can't control. All right, so the number one is just develop a relationship. This thing is, I mean, that's one of the things that people just don't focus on. You know, you want to learn about their families. You want to take the time to focus on what they need and what they want. And one little tip is if you have patience with like a squirmy kid or, you know, maybe a baby that's not cooperating, the parents really acknowledge this. They know this. And what are they going to do? They're going to tell their family and friends as soon as they're done about the experience. Okay. So that's big. I mean, you can go deeper and deeper into developing a relationship and you really want to, but that's in your control. You want to over deliver. That's in your control. If they're expecting something, give them something more. It doesn't have to be physical, but if it was something physical, like another picture, let's say that they put in a really nice order and you gave them a free 8x10 with their order, just saying thanks. I mean, it's something extra that, you know, most places don't do. And the third thing is great communications. This is like, you know, customer support. That's in your control. Okay. This is one that a lot of people drop the ball on. Okay. Now, if your clients have an appointment, make sure that you're on time. Make sure that you get the job done, you know, when you're supposed to. If they call you, call them right back to book the appointment. Okay. Do it as soon as possible. A lot of times people will call. They won't get a call back for 1, 2, 3 days. All right. You lost them. If they have a problem with an order, fix it. All right, simple things like that. There's three things right there that are in your control, and there's a lot more. But those are three things that'll make you stand out. And once you get a raving fan, someone that really likes and trusts you and knows you, you're going to win them over for a long, long time. So that's really what I want to do. You might want to read the post that this audio is going to go into. You know, I basically laid it all out for you. But really simple things, but really powerful things. So that's it. That's what I want to do here is on this little audio boo is boo out this little message and let everyone know that, you know what, you don't have to compete with these big name stores, all right? Just do a good job and basically treat your clients well because remember, they're the ones that are going to make you successful. So that's it. That's going to wrap it up. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.